on Monday, February 7th. We are very proud to welcome from the Baldwin County Planning and Zoning Department, Planning Director Matthew Brown, into the studio. Good morning, Matt. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, there's a lot going on with growth and development. And now, in addition to the City of Fairhope with their comprehensive land use plan meetings, the county is going to, it's having a survey concerning their comprehensive land use. Residents have gotten together to try to protect their houses and their homesteads from development. So it's a great time to have you here. And let's start, I guess, with those special referendums coming up requesting zoning. This all started as a grassroots effort, right?
That's right. So zoning in Alabama and really Baldwin County is very unique. I almost think of it like a Norman Rockwell style of zoning because it's a citizen-led effort. It is, most people don't realize about 60% of the county is unzoned. And if a portion of the county wants to become zoned, and I'm speaking of the unincorporated areas of the county, within the city limits, they do have municipal zoning. So we're talking about outside the city limits. If an area is unzoned and they want to become zoned, it is a citizen-led effort. So citizens get together, they petition the county and say, we want to do this. They have to get 10% of the signatures of the registered voters in that proposed district, and then a referendum is held. And if enough folks vote in favor of it, then it comes under that planning and zoning jurisdiction, and that kicks off a new process to kind of create a rule book, a zoning rule book for that new area.
And you have not one district, but three districts that have all formed this grassroots effort, gotten the petitions, presented it to the county, and are now up for a vote. Tell us about those three. I learned about it watching the Fairhope City Council when the young lady's name...
Elizabeth Gable.
That's right. That's right. Elizabeth Gable addressed the council and talked about her grassroots effort with district number 37. So you also have 36 and number 8.
That's right. So 8 and 37 are in the Fairhope area. Fairhope is especially unique in that it's one of the fastest growing areas in the state, and yet a large portion of the area surrounding Fairhope are unzoned. It's been something that's been requested in the past, but it has been always defeated in the past as well. It's been many years since it's been attempted, and now Ms. Gable and Ms. Clarice Hall Black are two citizens, one for District 8, which is kind of the south part of Fairhope, out again in the unincorporated areas of the county, and then District 37, which is kind of to the east and north of Fairhope. And they both petitioned the county, then they went out and knocked doors and talked to friends and neighbors, mm-hmm. and collected 10% signatures for 10% of those registered voters. And then the probate judge, just by state statute controls this whole process. Now those elections have been scheduled for February 15th. And then we also have one going on in the Seminole area as well.
Okay. Now, you recently held a citizen meeting or a community meeting about this. Tell us a little bit about that and how folks can actually still go watch it if they want.
Sure, absolutely. Now, kind of a point of clarification here, because we get this question a lot. They'll say, we hear the county's holding a town hall. Well, because this is not a county-led process, we only attend town halls if we're invited, because we remain neutral through the process and we allow the citizens to advocate for or against these referendums. So in this case, for District 37, the one being kind of advocated by Ms. Elizabeth Gable, she scheduled a town hall for her friends and neighbors and just anybody who wanted to come. And that was at Grace Fellowship Church in Fairhope. And she invited us to come and answer questions. So
okay.
We came to that. And we also are attending as guests to a town hall in Seminole this evening.
Okay. And that's tonight. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So the referendum is on Tuesday, February 15th, and you have different polling places for each polling, for each district, and I suppose residents that were affected by this vote get notification in the mail?
That's right. The county did send a notice, again, required by statute, to every registered voter residing in these proposed planning and zoning districts. So to vote in one of these, you must be a registered voter residing in the district. And if you are, then you can come to the poll and you can vote on February 15th, whether you're in favor or opposed to bringing zoning into your area.
I've had a couple of people say, well, I don't know what district I'm in. How do I find out?
Great question. So the best way to do this would be to go to the Baldwin County website, and you can click on departments and click the Planning and Zoning Department. For these three referendums specifically, there's a blue button on the top of the page that says upcoming zoning elections.
Okay.
And you can click that and you can see a map of these three upcoming elections. Now, we also have a separate maps page that shows all the different zoning districts in the county if you're curious whether or not you may be zoned or unzoned. I will note that we have these three pending right now. We just, in the past several weeks, received a complete petition for another district, kind of in the south west of the Foley area, again, unincorporated part of Baldwin County, where those citizens are also petitioning for zoning.
Okay. I clicked on the link concerning from Facebook where your department announced the referendum. I've shared that, and I clicked on a link, baldwincountyal.gov, that took me to this information of planning and zoning. So we can just zoom in on the maps that are posted and see where we live.
That's right. And okay. I think further down on the page, there's also an individual map for each district as well.
Okay. There's a sample ballot and a great list of questions. Perhaps I should read them and ask them to you. What is the purpose of zoning?
You know, this is the million-dollar question. And you might say, well, why are these districts even coming up right now? It's been actually quite a few years. We had a District 19 last year, District 11 also last year as well. But before that had been quite a few years without much citizen petitions for new zoning districts. And I think the reason why is we're seeing all this growth, and citizens are concerned about the compatibility of these large-scale developments coming into areas where they live and areas where they've called home sometimes for generations. And they want to make sure they have a voice in determining whether or not something that's proposed actually makes sense in their neighborhood. You know, I think as our Planning Commission members. So the Planning Commission is the one who hears zoning and subdivision cases initially, and they'll tell you time and time again that it is one of the hardest things for them to do is to sit up there and hear citizens plead with them to not allow a development to come into an area, but it's unzoned. And so there's very little they can do other than making sure they meet some basic thresholds for stormwater traffic and things of that nature. But they don't get to check the compatibility. And the zoning rules allow citizens to have a voice in terms of what is compatible in their community.
I think the biggest fear or misconception is, I don't want to be zoned because nobody can tell me what to do with my property. And how do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and we certainly understand that mindset. One of the great things about zoning in Baldwin County is that when a new district is formed, there's an advisory committee of five registered voters from that community, and they're the ones who get to develop the zoning rules for their area. So they get to decide what those rules are, and they can kind of tweak those rules to match what their community needs are and what their community expectations
are. That's what I thought I understood, and I think that's the caveat, really. Instead of you having a cookie cutter for every district in the county, the residents within that district actually get to help develop what the requirements and restrictions will and won't be.
That's right.
Wow. Here's another question on your page. Will it affect my taxes?
Great question. So your property taxes, the short answer is no, absolutely not. Your property taxes are established based on your current use of the property, regardless of what your zoning designation is. So whether you're in a zoned area or an unzoned area, the revenue commissioner is going to look at the use of your property. The zoning that gets placed on your property will not impact those property taxes at all.
That's good. Okay. And there's so many other questions right here. If there is a pending development application, in the proposed new district. Will voting for zoning stop that project? And is that question specifically for the Lawrence Road apartments?
That question definitely, and certainly when putting it on there, we had that in mind. And the reality is a lot of these zoning districts come from some development coming into an area, and that raises citizen awareness, and suddenly mm-hmm. they seek zoning. If the citizens vote affirmatively to come under the planning and zoning jurisdiction of Baldwin County, immediately there's a 180-day moratorium on larger developments placed in that new zoning area. The exception, or one of the exceptions, is developments for which there is a complete application already submitted to our office. And in the case of the Lawrence Road Apartments, it's a couple jurisdictions involved there, but from the county side, there is a complete application already in our office for that project.
So that would not fall under the moratorium?
That's correct. Now, okay. Of course, there's a lot of things that can happen over the course of time. Sometimes a project doesn't go through to fruition and the application kind of fall, might get denied or something like that. So there are still ways that it may not move forward, but it does have a complete application.
How does it affect a property owner's use of their own property as far as, well, I was going to build this, but now that we're zoned, I can't? Or do they go check now to see what's allowed? How will that work if this passes?
Sure. So most of the zoning rules are what you would just expect. And, I like to think of it as almost like golden rule zoning. You think, what would I not want my neighbor to do to me or do on their property next door? And as long as you don't do the same things, most likely you're going to always comply with the zoning requirements. And it's funny, a lot of folks can live in a zoned area and not even realize it. Had a situation with a recent district where someone called in and was they didn't want zoning, and I said, well, let me get your address and everything. They were interested in serving on the advisory committee at this point in the stage, and it turns out this individual actually resided just on the south side of the road and had been in a zoned district for almost 20 years.
But had no idea,
and that's because especially if you live in a residential home, the way zoning is going to impact you is if you want to put up maybe a shed or something, you're going to need to make sure that's 5 foot from the property line, which is makes sense anyways for most people to have a little bit of area to maintenance between your property mm-hmm. line and this shed. You're going to need to make sure that it's in your backyard and not your front yard. Again, common sense in most situations.
Okay. What other questions on this your guide do you think that we should be addressing, or what are you hearing a lot from the citizens out there?
Well, one thing I think would be interesting to comment on is we'll call it a new, not necessarily effort, but investigation on our part, because we're hearing from more and more citizens in the county that they're interested in zoning or an opportunity to have some type of say in how their community develops. But the zoning ordinance that's in place for most districts, that's kind of usually the starting point when developing a new one, feels a little overwhelming. And is there a way to create some type of trimmed down version of, we'll call it rural zoning right now, that again allows these rural communities to preserve their quality of life, their sense of place, to have that voice in development, without it feeling so overwhelming in terms of maybe an extreme set of rules. I shouldn't use the word extreme set of rules, but rules that would be more suited for that rural lifestyle and quality of life.
And what do you tell them? I mean,
well, so I've been working with the team, and we've kind of taken a first stab at what we're calling like a zoning light or a trimmed down zoning.
That was coming in my head, but I didn't want to be, insulting. It makes sense.
That's right. And at the end of the day, all that, of course, depends. First, the citizens have to go through the citizen-led effort to even bring zoning into an area. Mm-hmm. And then we can work with that advisory committee to see if a zoning light might be an option for their area. And then at the end of the day, the county commission will take the final vote to approve whatever zoning rule book comes into play for an area.
Okay. So if you're just joining us late, we're with Matthew Brown, planning director of Baldwin County, talking about zoning in the county, and specifically what spurred the upcoming referendums and the referendums that are Tuesday, February 15th. And as you mentioned, your website is really the go-to place to learn everything. When I clicked on it, there was a whole list of questions, anything that a citizen might want to know. It seems that your department has it covered. And that is at baldwincountyal.gov, and then look for the planning department.
That's correct.
Or do you might even have a special icon for this referendum.
That's right. Okay. And if you go to the county Facebook page as well, we have links there.
And I have shared that as well. So this election is coming up on Tuesday, February 15th. Tell us about the where's and when's, and do we treat it just like any other election?
Absolutely. And what's great about these particular three elections, they're all taking place at a standard polling location. Sometimes we have to come up with a unique polling location because it's maybe the new district doesn't fit with the precinct mm-hmm. location. So District 37 is at Three Circle Church. District 36 is at the Seminole Firehouse. And then District number 8 is at the Mars Hill Church. And it's just like any other election, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The polls are open. You go there, it's going to be one simple question on the ballot. So maybe one of the simplest ballots you'll have ever seen, and it's yes, either yes, you want to come under the planning and zoning jurisdiction of Baldwin County, or no, you do not want to come under the planning and
that's
zoning
it. Okay.
jurisdiction.
It'll take longer to drive there than it will to vote, but that's it's right. It's an important
absolutely
vote. When do we expect the result, and then how long after the citizen input begins on exactly how to form that zoning?
So the county commission will appoint that advisory committee once we know the results of the election, which we'll know within 24 hours of the date of the election. And then we'll reach out to citizens in the area, and we'll encourage them to reach out to us and say, does anybody want to serve on this advisory committee? And we'll gather those lists of names, we'll call each one and just kind of learn a little bit about their interest in serving. And then we'll pitch that list to the county commission and ask them to appoint 5 for each of the different new districts that, mm-hmm. that vote to come under zoning. Now, that moratorium that automatically goes into place is 180 days. So our goal is to complete the process within 180 days before that moratorium lapses.
This is the city of Fairhope's moratorium that they enacted on their outside of their city limits, but in their jurisdiction.
So this is completely different. So you have the Fairhope's moratorium, which they have done independently at their own act. Under the zoning law, anytime a district votes to bring in zoning, automatically there's a 180-day moratorium that kicks in just to help with the development of the zoning ordinance so you don't have folks kind of rush in during that time when the zoning is being developed.
Makes sense. Okay. My fingers are crossed because, and I apologize, I don't know the details. I just remember hearing some vagaries about a zoning effort real close to Fairhope, I want to think the Twin Beach Road area, that was then protested. I believe it passed, but residents claimed they weren't given notification. Can you clarify what I'm trying to express and don't recall all the details on?
Well, zoning is naturally controversial. Sometimes there's misunderstandings about the impacts of zoning, and in almost every referendum, there are naturally folks who don't want zoning and are opposing zoning. We did have recent District 19, which successfully passed. It passed with flying colors. And it has, it's in place. It's an active zoning district. We went through the full advisory committee, everything, passed a new ordinance for it. So it is an active district, but there is some ongoing litigation. Of course, I can't comment on that from some folks who oppose the district.
Okay. All right. What else would you like us to know about the planning and zoning department and, in this case, you know, referendum particularly?
Well, what I like to remind everybody is that zoning, I like to start with telling folks what zoning will not do. And one thing that zoning will not do, it's not designed to stop growth. And sometimes that's what folks want. They want something to stop growth. But what it does is it gives you a voice in that growth. We have, when there's going to be, if you get zoning into your area and someone wants to come in and rezone it from, let's say, residential single family one to maybe a residential multifamily that might allow an apartment complex, all the surrounding neighbors will get notice. There'll be a public hearing. There'll be a staff report that analyzes the compatibility of such a change. There'll be a sign posted on the property so that way everybody can see that, and then they can all come and voice that opinion to a planning commission. That's citizens, made up of citizens just like them. And then they can say, here's why this is or is not compatible with our area. And it allows them to have a say instead of there being really no option for them to make that case when a development's coming into the area.
Okay. And then one other, because the county is also doing, like the city is doing, looking at a comprehensive land use plan, you have an online survey in lieu of in-person meetings right now.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up. The comprehensive plan, we're thinking of it as like a citizen's guide for growth. It does only apply to the zoned areas, but it's important to understand it's a guide. It's just a way to say, hey, here are some of the places where we see there being a lot of growth potential in the future, and areas where there's maybe we should be a little more careful about encouraging growth because there's not the resources there. But there's an online survey to collect input from citizens throughout the county, and we're also going to be holding public meetings in March for this, so stay tuned as we get ready to launch those dates out to everyone.
So if it's for zoned areas only in the county to look ahead at how to develop, how does that affect, or maybe you just answered that question, how does that affect areas that are already zoned, they've already decided here's what we want to see around us?
Yeah, great question. So when we analyze a rezoning application, so someone comes in and they say we want to change our zoning, one of the 9 factors we look at is, does the comprehensive plan support this?
Okay.
And so it becomes a guide to help our rezoning analysis when someone requests that. And then for the unzoned areas, we still want them to participate in the survey because, like we're seeing right now, 3 or 4 districts interested in coming on to zoning, it will help be a guide when those areas come on as well.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else?
I think that's it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Very enlightening. Matthew Brown, the planning director with the Baldwin County Planning and Zoning Department. When are the planning and zoning meetings for folks to attend or watch online? How does that work?
Sure. We have that on the first Thursday of every month. It starts at 4 p.m. It's also published on Facebook Live through the county Facebook page. We meet at the Central Annex Auditorium on Palmer Street in Robertsdale.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For those of you that missed part of this interview or you'd like to tell a friend, we will have it posted later at WABF1480.com.